It is that time of the week where we bring in our celebrity chef, Gavin Forbes. Gavin, good morning.
Morning, Mark. How are you?
Look, I think I've recovered from last week.
Oh, you got over the olive?
Yeah, you know, you just keep bringing things in that I'm not a fan of.
Well, I was thinking about next time. This time I was a bit dubious because I didn't know how it would go over this time.
Look, you were very, very kind because I thought that we were going to be trying this week's dish.
Yes.
Thankfully, thankfully, I'd built myself up for it. And yeah. now you're like, oh, no, I didn't bring it for you.
I didn't bring it this time, but...
Now, I've actually got the menu right here.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I'm just going to read through the ingredients on this.
Okay.
It starts off okay. Olive oil.
Yeah.
Flour.
Yeah.
Black pepper.
Yeah.
Salt.
Yes.
Human seeds.
It's beautiful. Basis of a good spice rub, I would say.
Yeah, because it's going on a guinea pig.
Yes. You've got to make sure it's skinned properly, and then you can just pat it on the skin before you roast it in your pan.
Now, this is a South American dish.
Yes, classic South American dish, and it's the fastest growing food trend in North America.
Guinea pigs.
Guinea pigs.
Mm. And the name of the dish?
Khoi.
Okay, now...
Also called khoi khoi.
Now, what is the reasoning for that name?
Because that's the sound they make. Not as they hit the pan. That's generally sizzle.
Yeah.
This is while they're playing on their wheels, that's the noise they make.
Fair call. Now, the obvious question, what does khoi taste like?
It's actually a bit like rabbit. It's very rabbit-flavoured, a little bit richer, a little more gamier.
Mm.
But there's a lot of chefs in North America, which come from South America, which is the fastest-growing trend, but it's also very environmentally friendly because they don't take as much to feed as cows, they don't make as many emissions as cows, and, yeah, it's very good all around for the environment and the human.
And you can double up. You could have them as pets for kids, and then after 3 weeks later, when they're no longer around, you can
cook them
up. Little fat
ones, and then they have the babies, then you move them into the adult section where they become... food.
See, who needs to go to the butchers? You can start your own at home.
That's it. Start your own rodent farm at home and feed your family.
You were saying to me before we started this morning, another type of meat is the biggest consumed
meat in the
world.
Yeah, goat.
Goat. I wouldn't have thought that.
Well, you think about it. The Hindus, which there's a lot of Indians, don't eat beef.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of vegetarians out there, the Thai and the monks all along there that are vegan vegetarians.
But they wouldn't be eating goat either.
No, they should be. That's the point. But yes, the goat is the most widely eaten meat in the world.
And also big in South America with the guinea pig.
Yep.
Yeah.
South American food is actually quite diverse from coast to coast because it's such a big continent. They also do the ceviche where they marinate their seafood in citrus. Rather than actually cooking it, they chemically cook it rather than using heat or cold.
Okay, I'm just getting my head around that.
The acid cooks through the seafood. So they just marinate it for a couple of days and they go, well, that's cooked. They actually cook the guinea pig, but they just marinate the seafood.
Okay.
So that's something different. And like the South American cuisine is really interesting. And out here in Australia, we get a lot of Mexican people think of South American as Mexican, and Mexico is actually Central American. But if you go to the Colombian restaurants and stuff like that, which are hard to find, I think you'd be hard-pushed to find khoi on any menu, but ask around, go out the back of the kitchen and see if they've got any hamster wheels and you'll know your answer.
They might have one. No, I do love my Mexican food, but I think I could get used to some of this South American stuff as well.
Well, it's good to give these things. There was a place in Maitland that was Cuban, and unfortunately they've moved on now. I think it was through lack of patronage, but I'm not sure. But they offered different dishes that weren't just your burrito, your tacos and stuff like that. It's always good to try something new.
Well, we do try something new every time you come in, Gavin, so we'll look forward to seeing you next time around.
Not a problem. And I'll be feeding you next time. I might bring in a mystery box.
I like a mystery box.
You like a mystery box?
Oh, hungry already.
Good.
Thanks, Gav. We'll talk to you next time around at 2NURFM 103.7.